Welcome back, y'all. Welcome to My First Case Podcast. We here. Thankfully, we safe during these COVID times. We got Keisha's cousin, Gooch, on here today. He gonna tell us about his encounters with law enforcement and everything like that. So we gonna go on and get straight into it. How you been, Keisha?
I've been good. How you been, sir?
I'm dealing with it.
So nice to be back on the mic. So today we have a special guest, my baby cousin. Yeah, you might be bigger, but you're still my baby cousin. Lil T.
Just call me Gooch, y'all.
Gooch.
Hello, world.
Thanks so much for taking the time to sit down and talk and tell your story. You just don't know how many people you will probably impact, based on some of your experiences. As I was saying before, I consider this kind of like community service. It's your way of giving back.
Okay.
Through your life lessons. So, with all that being said, tell us how you caught your first case.
Well, my actual first case that I caught, personally, was when I was high school, leaving. Got into a fight with a little dude, roughed him up, beat him up, went in his pockets, took $5. Next thing I know, the police at my mama's door talking about I done robbed a kid. They taking me downtown to the deuce. A little bit after that, I got into some more trouble, but that's the first encounter that I had with the police.
And when you say the deuce, can you define the deuce?
Oh, you know, 22nd.
That's juvenile jail. Okay, how old were you?
I had to be, what, like, every bit of 15, 16.
Okay.
Maybe younger, maybe 14.
Okay. So did you get any, you got time behind that?
No, but that spiraled out into some other stuff. So I ended up catching some more cases for fighting, exciting a riot, things like that when I was in high school. So once I caught them cases on top of that, because after that we got into a bigger fight, then that's when they kind of was like, okay, we're going to sit you down a couple months, let you think about what you done did. And then, you know, they don't just send you to jail right away. So you got to keep doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So when you were a juvenile, they just send you home and let you keep doing stuff. So at that point, we had got into so much trouble. Me and my little brother, my little cousin Cash, that you pretty much had to do some type of time. Got knocked with a gun, so they sent me to juvie for like four to 6 months, depending on good behavior.
And you said you incited a riot. How did that come about?
It was just, you know, you got jumped on Halloween. You know, prior to that, it was a little scuffle I got into where I took the dude money. And then we got jumped on Halloween by his friends. Then we went to school the next day, had the school resume, you know what I'm saying? Grabbed locks, about 15 of us locks. A couple friends from the hood came up here. At this time, I was going to Shaker, just before we moved on Harvard off of Lee Road. So prior to that, I was living down on 116. So all my friends from down that way came up there to the school, and they weren't supposed to be doing a lot of that. So at that point, things went south left. This was had to be like 2007, 6. You know, and at that point, things went south left, and that's when we eventually went to jail for felony assault, things like that. Came to my house. We ended up having some guns and stuff when they came to the house and stuff like that.
Felonious assault.
Assault with a lock.
Yeah. Oh, so that happened at the school.
Yeah, you called it felonious assault. I hit somebody with a lock.
And did you end up, so you went to the deuce after that?
Yeah, correct. That's when I went to the deuce. Because they came to my house, they found guns and everything. We was arrested because, you know, they had charges with robbery, so they wanted to see some evidence and stuff like that. So at that point, we was arrested and went downtown. And they gave me, it was supposed to be, I ended up doing like 4 months at Applewood.
Applewood, is that the?
It's on the west side. So after you go to jail, they got options. You can go down to like
Hudson.
Yeah, shit like that.
Yeah.
Where they could put you in a lesser space. Like, I was on the jail side at Applewood. They got like independent living side and it's a jail side.
Did it feel like jail?
Only because I couldn't leave.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying?
That's it.
And then, I mean, you wear your own clothes, but you had people that was in the room with you. You couldn't leave. You have, they'll shift out. The COs will shift out just like they do when you go to the county. But, you know, they dealing with kids, so it's not like they took a lot from us at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you just couldn't leave. When you get arrested and they sentence you, you got a different place they can send you, just like anywhere else. So when you're young, they can either send you to ODYS, YDC. You can go like Applewood or Lincoln Place at the time. This is back 2007, 2008. Or you can go stay in basically like the county or the deuce for kids.
Okay. ODY, You said ODYS, and then the other one was YUC. Can you
YDC, say? I think that's what they used to call it.
What are these acronyms for?
All I know is one of them, ODYS is the more severe one. YDC is severe too, but it's less severe than ODYS. YDC is. And then the less severe ones, which was the ones I was in, like Naked Place in Applewood.
So was it violence in there? Like, was y'all
yeah, normal fights?
Normal fights.
Normal fights, being around people for too long, 24/7.
Gotcha.
You know.
Yeah.
Especially when you kids, everybody, you know, childish.
Yeah, it seemed like, because, you know, it seemed like you was kind of violent on the early side. So was you getting into a lot in there?
No, you know, I wasn't getting a lot in jail because I've always been just a chilled out person. But I came up gang banging.
Okay.
GD,
okay.
Yeah, Sixth Ward.
Yeah.
You know, I come from a background, my family, they sold drugs, stuff like that. So I was angry. My father got took from me as a kid, so I was angry about a lot of stuff. Just coming up, yeah, grinding.
And you had told me your dad, he was heavy in the gang?
Yeah, so that was like the first time I got into an encounter with the police. When him and my uncles got arrested, he got sent to jail in California. Couple of my cousins went to jail for like 10, 11, 12 years apiece, 9 years, stuff like that. And it just deterred me from wanting to do what they was into, but at the same time, nobody saved money, left everybody broke. So here we is in the hood, need some money, and that's, you start wearing your own clothes and everything, and it just goes from there.
So what was they doing to get their bread?
Oh, they was selling big work. Back in the 80s and 90s and stuff like that, 2000s.
And that was in the crack cocaine era?
Yes. You know, I was born in 89, so okay. This is prior to me.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of them went to jail for a long time. Let's just be clear. So,
yeah.
And with that happening, it just changed the dynamic of my family. Because at that time, we was having it. We went from having to not having.
Okay.
You know. Mm-hmm. And with that came, you want to get some money.
What was your means? How did you start? What was your first encounter with the streets? Or
first time I turned 18, I got in the first offenders program. And that was fun. We basically was chilling at a bando. I was selling weed. Jars was out. You put it in a little jar. Had it inside like a little JJ box, the Apple box.
Mm-hmm.
Had like two or three of them on me. We was up actors drinking beer. At the time, I don't even drink beer no more. But like at the time, I was drinking beer. And the police just hit the abandoned house. Mm-hmm. Somebody called, said, hey, the kids hanging out at the abandoned house. Smartphones that just came out. Not the touch screen ones, but like the Verizon ones where you could play like the plies and all that, yeah. So we in the backyard playing it loud as hell. And back then, I was loud as shit. Just smoking weed. Had a couple little women out there. They hit the little house. I hit the fence. They chased me and my brother down. I throw the stuff over the yard, on top of somebody's shit. We keep going down. I run out of breath. Boom. Hide in the garage. They end up grabbing my brother and me, slamming us on the ground in the water in the puddle, beating us up. Not bandanas, but headbands was in then. Headband was bloody, everything. So it's like, you know, and at that time, I hadn't even got caught with nothing.
Uh-huh.
I'd only got caught for
fleeing
in the loo. And drinking.
Okay.
So at that point, I went to the court, and that's when they put me in the first offenders program.
And that was your first encounter as an adult?
Yeah.
And what was you...
And they didn't even charge my brother because they had fucked him up so bad that they had to let that nigga go.
What do you mean by fucked him up? What did they do?
Slammed us in the water. Nigga, it was scrapings from concrete.
Oh.
Y'all want to run from us? It was all the action.
Was that white?
Yeah, they was white, man. Come
white
on, man.
Officers.
Yeah.
How many was it? Yeah. Do you remember?
Like six. You know, we got caught right there, like 153rd, 154th in Barlett.
Mm-hmm. And what you throw over the fence?
Oh, the weed. The little sacks. Sacked up bags of weed.
So when you got in the game, that's what you was moving with?
Yeah, I was more into like fucking with the guns, fucking with the computers, really.
Okay.
But I was doing that because we were still coming up, like. And everybody was selling weed then.
Okay.
So we're back on now. You were saying that.
Oh yeah. So basically, I started selling guns, and then that inevitably got me into getting my gun license. But around that time, I was trying to figure things out, and then that's when I started getting into pimping hoes, and that's when I caught my first charge, like for promoting prostitution. Anyway, got arrested for that.
Wait.
Had to go to the county.
Slow down. You said that you. How did you begin?
Okay, so I was online.
Pimping.
I was online.
Wait a minute. Let's just define though. Pimping hoes. So basically, you were promoting female prostitution. Is that?
That's what they said.
And they were selling sex for money, and you were profiting from it.
I didn't profit from anything, okay. But what did happen was I met this girl named Saturday online, and she took a liking to me. And at that time, I had never pimped before in my life or even knew anything about how to do it. And pretty much, she coached me on how to do everything.
Really?
Yeah. Really.
So she had been pimped before.
Yeah.
That was what.
And
she
then
did.
The day that I started to go, my dude Esco had ended up getting a car with me, him and my little brother, and I ended up being in the raid at the Red Roof Inn. And I knew it was fishy because we sitting in the car, and we wasn't gonna go out there. We was about to hit the play that paid on the Cash App, but when we went out there, they wanted to have both the girls supposedly, and it was her first day coming with us through my Duesco.
Okay.
So I wanted everybody to make some money. They wanted everybody to make some money. So at this time, she had to show me what I needed to know.
Mm-hmm.
And we had been cool for like a minute now. So when the other girl came along, we wanted to get her some money. So when that happened, they ended up hitting the spot while we was at the Red Roof Inn. But I seen the two dudes walk around the building and walk back around the building. I'm like, you don't see the two dudes walking around the building? They're like, yeah. So by that time, we smoking weed. They smoking Tunchi because they fresh out of the
halfway
house. What's that one down there on 30th?
Harbor Lights.
The one on 30th, not the other.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. It's named after a mayor or something. A Nancy Russo spot or something.
One of them spots, but they was fresh out there, so they was still smoking Tunchi and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not neither here nor there. What happened was the car, unmarked car, cut us off. Another car, the next to us, ended up being the police. They pulled a gun on me because I was in the passenger seat. Another car pulls up, unmarked. The two white guys that's walking around the building runs up to the driver door. And they like, yeah, well, the girls is upstairs. They did this and gave us the money and this, that, and the third. And they bust the doors in on them. They down there like, who's the dude named Gooch? The one with all the rings on is what they said. So the story ended up going like that. So I thought I really wasn't going to jail, but I didn't know what was going to happen. Mm. So my brother ended up going to jail because he had a warrant. He kept telling me his name was fake. He was out there for like an hour. But after that, they like, you going too? I'm like, oh, no, I can't go to jail. Hell no.
Mm-hmm.
I got my gun license and everything going for me. But ended up, inevitably, they ended up dropping it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And thank God.
So how did it... All right, did y'all get set up? How did they get
I felt like it was a sting operation. They were just doing sting operations that day.
Mm-hmm.
And we just fell into the trap. We answered the phone. But the thing was, I wasn't promoting them off of my phone. She was promoting off of her phone.
Right.
So all the uploads, they could check the uploads. So all the uploads came from her phone.
So I don't know a lot about the pimp game either.
Okay, so basically if you upload on Backpage.
They
can check the IP address that loaded it up.
Okay.
The Backpage is an app or something?
Yeah, it was no longer existent, but it used to be an app, a website.
Okay, I'm curious about something with Saturday. You said that she told you everything that you needed to know to get started with the pimping.
Basically.
Can you... Do you feel comfortable disclosing exactly
already charged me, and I didn't do nothing, so...
Yeah. So what was the game she gave you?
She told me basically women choose the person that they want if they fuck with you. Yeah. You just make sure that you can get them transportation. Make sure they stay uploaded. Make sure that whoever's sending the money or whatever going on is conducted in the proper manner and it's not first person.
Okay.
And never first person. You know what
I'm
saying?
So what about protection?
On top of that,
you provide protection?
Don't do drugs. Don't let them do drugs with them.
Mm-hmm.
I know somebody who died from doing drugs with clientele.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this a person that was working for you?
No, hell no. It's a person that my friend had working for them that inevitably he went to jail for.
Wow.
He in jail now.
From her death?
No, you can Google it. It's online.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll show y'all off camera, off air.
All right, for sure.
But that's like the first time that I felt like as an adult that something serious happened outside of little drinking and driving and shit like that.
And you said you got a couple DUIs, OVIs?
Yeah. So not only, you know what I'm saying, through time, me and my brother just catching cases, getting in fights with people, getting beat up by police, running from police, you know the nine, that everybody goes through when you black. Inevitably, what happened with that was Could you say that question again?
It was just about the DUIs. Did you have a couple of them or whatever?
So my first DUI, we was on a scooter. And we really wasn't fucking with nobody or nothing like that. I just felt like the cops wanted to be racist. It's like 7 cops pulled us over. Y'all don't have no motorcycle license. Y'all out here late. And it was on my birthday. You know what I'm saying? Okay. So we leaving the Alabama on my birthday.
That's the strip spot, right?
Yeah. And that's pretty much, we ended up coming all the way up. We supposed to make a right. We ended up coming all the way up Superior, too far. And we ended up in Cleveland Heights. So but before we knew it, because, you know, we was having fun. And they basically just was harassing us. Took us 7 cars deep, pulled us over, yanked me out the thing, threw me on the ground, pulled my bottle out, opened the bottle, charged me with the DUI.
So the bottle
wasn't. That's how I caught my first DUI.
Did you blow?
Did I smoke weed?
No. Did you blow into the breathalyzer or you refused?
I refused that first one.
Okay.
My second one, I blew .09 with a legal limit .08, which I think that was unfair and unjust. And then my third time, which was now, I blew 1.2.
So the first time you said that they opened it up and poured it, so you were, whatever you were drinking, you hadn't even started.
No, it was a bottle of Hennessy. And my, if you ever rode a scooter, Italian 150, it's just like you push the seat up, got a little key, push the seat up, everything go in there that you don't want out. It was just in there for my birthday. I didn't even open it.
So it was brand new.
That whole day, I only had drunk one beer. My dude, E, Moneybag E, from like down the way, he ended up getting me, like trying to get me drunk, get me to go to Alibi. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to drink, but I did drink one beer. Like literally one beer. Wow. And that was earlier that day.
Okay. I wanna go back to, I don't know, I'm just intrigued about what you were saying about your dad, your father.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that lifestyle, it just intrigues me. And I wanna know if he played a part in, you know, you going down, you know, making some of the choices you did.
Once you take the black man out of the home, it automatically makes somebody have to step up. And me being the oldest, I had to do something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And by, you know, not only him having the name, but he had the money. You know what I'm saying? But when you go to jail, you don't leave your kids nothing. Mm-hmm. So when that happened, and a lot of other people went to jail for a long time. So it's like, you don't see your cousins for a long time. You don't see your uncles for a long time. You see your peoples for a long time. So with that being said, it still leave you out here with everybody else. On top of the fact that that's bothering you mentally. So when you start figuring out what you want to do in life, you pattern yourself by the people who raised you. Mm-hmm. And the things that happen to them, I try not have happen to me.
How much time did he get?
Well, from what I know, he got life, but I know that he got out because he was terminally ill with cancer. So I don't know exactly how long he got, but I know he got a long time.
Okay.
He got knocked with way more shit than he needed to get knocked with going to California.
This was cocaine, right?
Yeah.
He got knocked with some kilos?
Yeah, some kilos. From what I know, some weed, some money, a lot of different things.
Okay.
And, you know, and around that time, a lot of people went to jail in my family. A lot of my cousins went to jail. My uncles went to jail. A few people got deported.
My apologies, guys. Give us a minute. We're experiencing some technical difficulties. In the meantime, I'm going to go ahead and give you a few stats on the Ohio Department of Corrections. There is currently 44,441 people incarcerated in the state of Ohio. Of that, 19,859 are African American. That's a total of 44% of the population. Also, on the fiscal side, we spend $83 a day per inmate. The annual budget that was spent for 2020 was $1,484,312,585. That's how much our state spent last year. And it looks like we are up and running. Let's get back to the story of Gucci.
Okay, so we're back on again. You were saying that once a black man leaves the house, somebody got to step up.
Yeah, you know, at that point, it rips the family. So anybody who knows anything knows that everybody needs somebody to look up to.
Mm-hmm.
So when you don't have that, you look up to people in the streets.
Okay. Yes.
Or people that help you. Or people that make you feel like family. That's why I started gang, mate, because you look for people who make you feel like family. And at that point, it was just the niggas around me.
So you were in the gang as well?
Yeah.
You got a nice variety of
Shit be going on, man.
When we was off air, you said you feel like you can't be a black man and not get arrested.
Yeah, that's like, okay, name one black man who haven't been arrested. You can't be a black man and not be arrested for something. Like we was explaining, I haven't been down the road, he haven't been down the road. He got his gun license, but we've all been arrested.
Yeah.
Multiple times on multiple different occasions. Mm-hmm. Why is that?
Right. And it's a blessing that y'all ain't been down the road. Y'all get to, I mean, and it's important that y'all get carried too. So
yes,
in these type of times. It's,
all praise be to God.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's a blessing that you're actually here, considering the outcome of a lot of interactions that African Americans have with police officers. So I'm thankful that you're okay.
Yeah.
You got through all this.
And losing a figure like that, a role model, you know, when you lose a dad, you know, they like to say he's raised by a single parent. You know what I'm saying? Typically, they say that, like, if you go to court, oh, he's just with his mom, or, you know, because that do play a part in your upbringing. So, you know what I'm saying? Big ups to you not going down.
Yeah, but honestly, when you lose a parent, you raised by the community. Mm-hmm. Not just a single parent. You raised by the community, so.
Yeah.
Your environment.
Yeah.
So you find ways. So you said something about you sold the guns and the computer
game. Yeah, in the beginning.
What was the deal with the, you said the computers, or was that part of the back page thing?
No, that had nothing. That was separate.
Oh, that was separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was just something somebody came along and showed me that you can all it'll stick with you forever.
Yeah. Well, you said you outside of the count outside of
well right now count. I'm facing felony charges.
Okay. Elaborate a little bit.
Aggravated theft, credit card fraud, illegal use of credit card, telecommunication fraud, stuff like that. Money laundering.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Are you comfortable disclosing the
story? No, we're gonna stop right there.
Okay.
That's
so
open.
Still, it's open
ask.
Right now.
Yeah.
So okay. you ever been charged with anything of this magnitude before?
No. And honestly, it's not that serious, because they really like felony false 75s, if you want to be all the way straight with the spectrum of how they charge people.
Uh-huh.
You know, felony one, felony two is as high as you can do, so. Mm-hmm. Most of this shit probationable. You just got to know what you're doing. Get a good lawyer.
Yeah, so how did this come about? How did it, I ain't trying to go too deep because I know you don't want to, but did they just come, or did somebody drop?
They allegedly saying that I swiped the lady credit card for $10,800, and I spent like $1,000, $1,500 on pizza, and a few other things that I don't want to get into that part of.
Yep, no problem.
Nope.
We're going to keep that part out.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, so are you nervous about this current situation?
No, man, I got a good lawyer. You know, faith in God. Okay. It'll be all right. Yeah. But the whole thing about it is, the night that I was arrested originally, that's the day I caught the DUI. So but the thing was, I had my license and my insurance when he pulled me over. He didn't even know that I had a warrant. He just pulled me over in my wife's car at the time. And he pulled me over because I was a man driving a black car. I mean, a woman's car.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by woman's
car? Like, I was coming around dead man's curve, and he just got behind me and pulled me over. And when I asked him why he pulled me over, he couldn't give me a legitimate reason.
What do you mean by a man driving a woman's car? What's a woman's car?
Well, when you black, you in your girlfriend's car, or your wife's car, your significant other's car, and they know that's not registered to you, they're more susceptible to pull you over.
Okay.
Oh. So he ran.
Just because it's a man driving a woman's car, something's up with this.
Okay.
He got behind you long enough to run your tags and all that.
And see that it was a woman's car.
Gotcha.
Okay. I bet you.
Not only did I borrow the car, we married.
Yeah.
I have life insurance.
Right. Mm-hmm. And what
I didn't have my ID on me, but I had my insurance card and my phone. I had my license ID number. He said, because I don't have my license, you're going to step out of the car. He made me take a test. I told him I can't take the test. He took me to jail. Hmm. Then he ran my name when I got to the jail and found out that I had a warrant.
Okay. What was the warrant for, bro?
The warrant was for the credit card stuff in Bedford.
Okay, yeah. All right.
The lady, I guess the lady live out there somewhere.
Yeah.
So that just go to show you how shit worked, man.
Mm-hmm.
And these is all facts.
So, what was the longest time that you spent, you know, behind bars?
They just gave me 60 days recently. Then it was that 3 months, 4 months. I did 4 months, exactly.
As an adult?
Yeah. Outside of that, you know, you make... Anybody can tell you that they made a frequent visit to the county. If you ask anybody if they've been to the county, they done got arrested and went to the county, had to pay a bond.
What we were just saying about that county, That the place to be, right?
Yeah, so whether they charge you or not, everybody's been arrested and sent to the county. Mm-hmm. And that's a shame.
And how did you feel, like, switching over clothes, like, from your clothes to them county oranges? Is it...
Oh,
like,
man, when you get in the back of the car and they tell you you're going downtown, you start to be like, well, damn.
It's sober.
Nah, you be... Hopefully you get... Because that shit's a long time in there. Time slow down. Yeah. Even if they put you on the open door, time slow down.
So you have any, like, I know you got any guys that's in the bank right now?
Yeah. My brother Trap doing 4. L, that's the one I said got 9. He doing about 14.
That's what he was sentenced to, 14?
Like 14. Yeah. My other cousin, Khalif, he doing like 12. His brother doing like 12 or 18. These young niggas, man. And we got older people in jail. That's what's crazy.
Right.
AD just went back to jail. Few people around me went going to jail, man.
Yeah, it's serious. I mean,
they running in people's houses. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, it's ongoing. That's the life, man. It's still ongoing, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what happened to you? What you went down for?
Well, I went down for
a couple
charges.
Yeah, see? Yeah, we'll talk about that.
I'll talk about it. I don't mind. I mean, I'll tell you that I did time. I did 15 straight. I went down for attempted felonious assault. All my charges was ran consecutive.
Wow.
Yeah, they ran them wild. When I had a deal, the deal was to get them concurrent. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't in writing. So when I got sentenced.
So you was railroaded.
I was railroaded bad. And I was promised to get back on the pills, you know what I'm saying? Lawyers, they sometimes good, sometimes, you know what I'm saying? But like, I just caught a bad end. I don't know, I think it might have made me better, but I don't think it took that much, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But, you know.
So how was it doing 15 years, man? I couldn't imagine doing that time unless I had to.
And that's how that you said it right. You have to. You know what I'm saying? So you have to, you know what I'm saying, get in the mind frame. You know what I'm saying? So I started off like, I ain't about. They railroaded me, like you said. I don't deserve all this time. So I started off like, nah, I ain't about to do all this. Law library, you know, sending stuff to my lawyers and, you know, just mentally, you know, staying prayed up, like God gonna make sure that I, you know, don't have to do all this. But eventually, you know, when all them appeals started to exhaust, you know what I'm saying, about six, seven years in, I started to, you know what I'm saying, and being in it, that's when it becomes your reality. You know, you in it every day, so it's like you inhabit the surroundings, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you there, so you like, you know what time they call child, you know what time you locking down, so you're not delusional to the
fact. Oh, this the right guy to pop up. My little brother Dev just got out of jail. He coming up right now.
Okay, we can drop
him in. He just did 3.
That's something at the door. Leave it rolling, Keisha. Leave it hot.
Leave it on. Hold up.
Yeah.
Leave this shit locked.
It's gonna be the most interactive.
Yeah, I mean, that's cool. We can come do a little different. What up, bro?
I'm here doing a podcast about
being arrested, man.
I was telling a story when we got arrested.
Oh, we're on a podcast?
Yeah, tell a story when we got arrested at the...
When I went to prison?
Yeah, when you went to prison. Okay, so I didn't want to leave, put this in there, but he was with me the day that I got arrested at the hotel.
Well, before we do that, can you introduce yourself?
come sit right here, dude.
Watch that Bible.
Pull that chair up.
Bullshit, man. I'm on the street, man. I'm a real street nigga, man.
Yeah, that's what we want.
I'm over here. I'm running around. You know?
Put this shit on.
Is there hand sanitizer around this motherfucker?
Definitely in them times.
Make sure y'all stay corona free, man. It's a hard time right now. Y'all.
All right, now what we talking about, Wap? What we talking about?
We talking about when you got arrested. Look, being arrested and going to jail.
That's the name of this podcast.
Specifically the time we got arrested.
Yeah, I'm gonna get to you like this. That's the name of our podcast. You know, we like to talk to dudes who've been to jail, dudes like you, street dudes.
I just got out last week.
You just got out last week.
Mm-hmm.
You was, where were you?
I was in Grafton this time.
You was in Grafton this time. So how many numbers you got, big homie?
I got 2.
You got 2. Mm-hmm. What's the longest you ever did?
I did 21 months.
That's your longest bit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So what Grafton like these days?
That shit ain't nothing nice. I mean, You know, it's a hard grind, man, and that motherfucker. You know, you gotta really, like, you know, hold your own and do what you gotta do, man. Know where you wanna be.
Okay, what's your name?
My name Dev.
Devin,
okay. Psycho, you know, Psycho. All type of shit.
What call do you me
so for people who don't know this, call, my little brother.
Call
Dev.
Me D. Call me D.
Okay, D. Nice to meet you.
Nice Thanks to meet you too.
Joining us in.
Where you from?
Oh, Harvard, up the way.
Up the way. Hey, so Gooch, tell us about, he was telling us about the case.
Tell him about when we got knocked with Saturday.
Yeah, from the beginning to the end.
From the beginning. He was the person in the back. He ended up getting 3 years that day.
From the beginning to, not that day. From the beginning to the end.
However much you want to disclose.
All right, look. Let me start this shit off, man. You know, I ain't gonna, you know, where this podcast going? Everywhere?
Yeah.
I mean, dude, yeah, it's gonna.
Yeah, but it's already about to sign.
It's already closed. The case closed.
Yeah, case closed. But yeah. All right, so we're gonna talk about a closed case.
Yeah.
And what we was doing at the process of that closed case. Same reason why I talked about a lot of shit that I talked about on the prison phones, because I was down for those things.
Oh, already.
You know what I'm saying? But, so.
What you went to jail for?
Which time? All of them?
Yeah.
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
All the charges or what I just been convicted of?
Convicted. Because right, everybody been charged. That's what we talking about.
Okay.
All right.
I've been convicted of drug possession. Drug possession, crack cocaine, cultivation of marijuana, criminal tools for a scale. Been convicted of weapons under disability. It's a pistol. I've been convicted of forging identification cards. I've been convicted of attempted drug trafficking, tampering with evidence, and probably on a firearm motor vehicle. You know, so I'm not. It's nothing I'm proud of. You know, but you know, I'm living proof. You know, I went through it. You know.
Wrong with it.
So, how did you catch your first case?
You know.
If you don't want to discuss.
Are you talking about
to be juvenile or period?
Well, what happened then was, you know, me and a couple other people, we hit a lick. Goose wasn't there, you know.
How old were you?
I was 14.
Okay, and hit a
lick,
meaning you
robbed
somebody?
Yeah, we hit for about a couple of dollars because we was kids, spared a moment.
Was it?
And it was actually a pretty funny story because we was actually at Gooch Mama House moving her furniture, you know. Mm-hmm. And as we was putting the U-Haul into the truck, the furniture into the truck, we decided to rob these boys walking up the street with their pieces and shit.
So we can
go. Oh, no.
Yeah, so you know, we said, fuck it, let's go. You know, you on, I'm on. Me and my boy Dre and the other three niggas that got away. That was helping us move. You know, we went out there, we laid them niggas down. You know.
So
we came back in. You know, and my auntie Deb say, y'all hurry up with that furniture. We hurry up with the furniture. She watching the street get blocked off. I'ma fast forward the story. The street getting blocked off. SWAT tanks every goddamn where. This is a real story, you know. The police say, my auntie Deb say, oh, that boy that live across the street, he been having shit going on. They about to kick his goddamn door right now. She like, they about to knock the door, and the SWAT tank coming up the street real slow. I'm in my head like, damn, she don't even know. But the motherfucker stopped in front of the house. She like, I told y'all. Man, they jumped out the motherfucking truck with beams, ARs, niggas in trees and shit, helicopters and shit. Talk about, we put our hands up. Monty DM said, what the fuck have y'all done?
No.
But yeah, you know, that was the first time.
So fast forward, tell the story when you just went to jail.
Hold up, one second. We gonna come back to that. When you caught that case, did they send you to 22nd, the Deuce, or did you do any time for that?
Yeah, I went to 22nd.
How much time you end up doing?
Shit, I did
juvenile.
45 days, and I did like 3 months house arrest, then I did another 45 days.
Okay, so that was your first encounter with prison system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, Goose. What'd you say?
Okay, so fast forward to the time you just caught your time. We know what you did was leading up to the time, but the day you got arrested with me, what happened?
Okay, so boom. Me and Gooch. I ain't been around this nigga in a long time. Like a week. I leave this nigga for 1 week.
Oh, wow.
1 week. I come back around, him and my other dude, in the car, these niggas is full-fledged pimps. So, this nigga got his rings on and shit. He fly to the motherfucker. I'm trapping. I'm a trap nigga. Yeah. You know?
Hold on. What's a trap nigga?
It's just the pie, you know, the wig on, we ain't gonna get in all that.
Hustler, street hustler.
You know? Okay. So, you know, I'm like, what the fuck is going on, you know? So, fast forward, we riding. And I'm in the back seat. We in the Yukon.
Freeway.
The big Yukon and shit. Goat's riding. My other dude, he driving. Then his broad in the back, she smoke crack. Oh, Goat's got a little white bitch. She smoke crack. She young. And I ain't gonna lie, man. Look, I ain't gonna lie to the streets. I ain't gonna lie to the streets, man. I ain't gonna lie to the streets, okay? Mm-hmm. This is what happened, okay? So, the white bitch say, I'm in the middle row in the back, then the black bitch all the way in the back. She like 40. This bitch on the side of me is about, it's 24. I'm 24. Boom, I'm sitting there. I'm on the phone with this other chick. And I hear her say over here like, woo, when I get done hitting this move, I want to get gang banged by the squad. So I say, I look at her, and I say, what? She look at me like, what? I say, I'm going to call you right back. I tell my girl, I'm going to call you right back, right? It's in my dog days. You know, my woman outside now, you know, my woman, but, you know, these my dog days, you know what I'm saying? So, motherfucking, boom. I tell her, I say, what's up? She say, what's up? I'm like, what you trying to do? She's like, what's up? I pull my little shit out, right? So she getting licking all on my shit.
Oh, wow.
I know it's explicit, excuse me, but this is the story. Okay. These are the facts of the story.
Yeah, so I say, tell the other girl to do it.
Hold on, wait, no, you didn't. I'm going to tell you what happened.
Okay.
I'm telling the story because I went to prison for a long time after this day. So I remember the day. They say in prison, you remember the day you came and the day you gonna leave.
Yeah.
You remember them the two best. The rest of it be a blur. That's bullshit. I felt every day of the time I've done in prison. Okay? Yes, in jail. Sir. I felt it. So don't listen to the hype.
It's up there.
It ain't nothing sweet with the shit. Yeah, I ate $15 breaks in the joint in real life. You know, every day, every time I hit the
loaded.
Mic. I was loaded, but hey, that ain't nothing you wanna do. To them young brothers that's listening, but anyways, you know, anyways.
Especially breaking in the county.
You know, so I got the little white girl doing her thing, so then the black girl just watch her eyes big as hell. So she say, Saturday say, you want some of this? So she's like, hell yeah, girl. Yeah. So she leaked up and shit. And my nigga was like, my nigga say, man, what the fuck is you doing, bitch?
I'm calling him Esco.
Esco say, what the fuck is you doing, bitch? She say, nothing, daddy. Gooch said, Gooch on the laptop doing something. like he think he a real live, real deal. He up there like this. What is you talking about, Pop? He said, that's my bottom bitch.
You're not even hustling.
They keep calling these hoes bottom.
I'm telling this nigga he ain't no pimp. But I'm telling the nigga he ain't no pimp.
These niggas ain't pimping for real. Yeah. They call these bitches
bottom. I'm telling him, nigga, this shit like,
these is crackheads. These is junkies, man. You hear me? These is junkies, right?
Okay.
So she like, what she say? She said, I'm sorry, daddy.
I'm sorry, daddy.
I said, bitch, anything you do, you running past me.
And that's when I checked
it. No, Gooch was like, nigga, damn, you get here for my bottom bitches.
Nigga, you part-time pimp, you ain't even hustling. You bringing a hold of me so I can help you out.
They get the dog in each other, right? So I'm in the back seat. His girl smoking crack. Gooch girl still looking at my shit. I'm looking at her shaking my shit like, come on.
So he done passed the freeway exit. He done passed the freeway exit. Boom. So he done passed the freeway.
We gonna skip that. We gonna fast forward. Yeah. They argue, right? The whole ride. So we dropped the little hoes off at the hotel.
We sit in the car.
They in the back arguing, right? About who better pimps. I can't make this shit up. right? They argue. It gets good. It gets good, though.
Yeah. You bring your hoe to me to get pimped.
It gets good, though, right? So look, we smoking weed, car foggy as fuck. I said we should leave because I'm a street nigga.
Now,
you know?
The two white niggas can't walk around.
I said, let's go.
You saying the white dudes?
Yeah.
You saying them?
The white niggas is real.
Yeah.
I said they just.
But we gonna skip. I'm fast forwarding a lot of shit that don't even need to be mentioned.
Yeah.
I'm gonna get to the good part where it get funny as fuck because this shit could be on a movie. Because this nigga is a hell of a fucking comedian actor role. Okay, this is a true story that y'all the first to hear it on the podcast. You hear me? Nigga, so Gooch.
The white niggas and all the people.
All right, fuck the white people. Fuck the white people, man. Fuck the white people, man. Okay, so look. So, next thing I know, I keep telling these niggas, let's go. They like, we cool. Gooch arguing with them. They ignore me. I'm just a little brother. Don't know shit. But I'm on the run. So,
how
police.
On the run,
so, Gooch.
This is a podcast. You got to slow down. How you going to even on the run?
How long was I on the run?
Yeah, before this.
This is the only time. Well, okay. How many times?
How long was you on the run before this happened, this day?
Oh, 5 months.
Okay. So, not back to the story. Right. So, we sitting there. So let's go.
We sitting there. I'm like, let's go. So they still arguing. They never stop arguing. So, the text message come to Goose phone. All hundreds. He did that same laugh. Nigga, who a better pimp? Nigga, your bitch got the money. That my bitch got the money. So he said, you right, bro. He cop deuces.
Hit it, shut the fuck up.
Police been down, right? Ride past. Gotta so Esco like, oh shit. Goose like, oh shit. So we all sit back. I'm like, man, I told y'all we should have left. So, cause the bitch like, where you at? Goose like, I'm in the back, texting and shit. So the police come back and surround the car. Goose say, oh my god, Goose break the weed. Right? He out the weed all everywhere, shit, right? I say, I'm going to sleep. I play dead.
He in the backseat playing possum.
So the nigga Gooch, wop like, the nigga Esco let the window down. Ooh, he like, what's up?
Smoke everywhere.
Now? Smoke everywhere. He say, oh, you motherfucker smoking dope too. Get the fuck out.
Hey, that white hockey nigga was oldest, bro. He was, y'all smoking dope too.
I'm in the back of the
car.
He
like the nerve of y'all niggas.
Ludo, I'm in the back of the car playing like I'm dead, right? So they don't even know I'm in there, right? I think I'm getting away, right? And I'm making up a social, a name, and everything I'm about to tell these motherfuckers when they get in my face.
Yeah, it's 0 degrees outside. It's below negative.
Look, so they say, who else is in the car? They say, it's one more. He said, he's in the back. They like, they say, I'm going to blow your fucking shit off if you don't get out of this car real slow. I say,
they were serious.
You better cooperate with the police. Hands up, don't shoot. Black Lives Matter. You know, you better cooperate. Because they will kill your black ass, white, Mexican, Italian, Chinese, and woman, they female, kid, auntie, uncle. They don't give a fuck about none of that shit.
They will drill you.
So do the right thing out there. But, you know, the police pulled me out of the car. They pulled me out of the car. And, so they asked me my name. They proud of me because they being nice to me because I'm cooperating. They look at my face and say, I look crazy, but I'm cooperating. So they respect me. Because I got sense. I ain't just no dumb nigga.
Okay.
And
he respected their authority.
Right. So, knowing I'm under pressure, I'm about to go to jail. So they like, well, I'm going to make a long story short. They say, well, which one of y'all is Gooch?
Just after they took the bags out the car, the women bags, to the phone.
Right. I'm playing crazy. They talk about this crack steals, and I'm like, you got somebody riding the car smoking crack while I'm sleeping?
In my head, I'm like, bitch, I think we were just smoking crack in front of you.
So they say, well, here's the deal, because Gooch just keep yelling with that highest voice. What we do? So they like, we're going to tell you if y'all shut the fuck up. They're like, prostitution stick, Gooch get to yell. He's like, which one of y'all is Gooch? So everybody looking at each other like,
nah. Nobody say nothing.
Who the fuck is Gooch? Like, they're like, all right, I know how to start this. The police pull his phone out, dial his number, his phone ring. He's like, you're Gooch. So he said, man, what the fuck? He said, yeah, he got the rings on. Yeah, that's So they try to figure it out. Make a long story short, I'm lying to him about my social.
Ain't
my
no
name.
Regular cops.
Right, these the feds, like the undercovers.
Ain't no regular cops.
These the undercovers, the Kyle County Sheriff and
shit like
and
that.
Middleburg Heights police and shit, some crazy shit. So I'm like, make a long story short, Goop say, why is we still standing out here? Been 30 minutes. They said because your cousin Desmond here is either giving us the fake name or social birthday, but every time they try to trip me up on a word or a letter, I get every word right for 20, 30 minutes.
Again.
I can't get no number wrong.
This zero is like -5 degrees snowing outside.
So
I'm like this.
This fat fuck gonna say, look, this fat ass nigga gonna say, he say, cuz,
He said, man, because they going to take you to jail and fingerprint you in any way.
Because the
officer said, nigga, just tell them niggas your fucking name, right?
He said, we're not ready to come.
So, look.
All y'all going down.
Hold on, man. Let me tell the story. He told me to tell the story, man. I'm trying to get this shit done. Look. So he like, just tell them your name, cuz. So the police look at him and look at me. I say, all right. My name Devin Hall, Blase Skip. They get to running my name real fast. When my shit came back, these mother. This when it got. This is the funny part. This is the funny part. I already knew I was going to prison. Feel me? That motherfucker said, warrant out of such and such. Valid. They like, yes, we got that. They like, what else we got on here? Like, warrant out of valid. They like, yes. Oh, you're going to jail.
Anything else?
They said, yeah, it's a long one. They said, warrant out of such and such. They like, yes. They like, we want the good shit. Where's the good shit at? They say, here goes the banger. They say, oh, shit. This Cuyahoga County Sheriff, right? They say, warrant out of Cuyahoga County Sheriff's Department.
They said, remember? Woo-hoo!
They say, oh, yeah, what we got?
I'm talking about hunky ass woo-hoo.
They said, they got to say in all them charges, they got to high-five it. Woo, they get to high-five it, right? They say, take him to the car. I'm like, I love you, go. She like, damn.
I'm gonna send you some money.
No, be quiet. Don't say shit else, right? He say, I love you, boy. Hold your head, nigga. Stay down and pray. I love you, boy. I'm gonna send you some money. Stay down, boy. They said, you going to jail too, sir. He said, what? I can't go to jail for this shit. For what the fuck is you talking about? I'm like, what the fuck you mean? Wait. He trying to stop his feet from going to the police car, right? I'm like, oh, it's about to be a long night. I know I'm about to go to prison for a long time.
Yeah.
So I know that I'm about to remember this day for the rest of my life. And it's going to be the funnest shit ever. Man, T was in the car looking out the window having anxiety attacks. I'm in the police car. I'm comfortable because I done been getting in trouble a long time. So I know how to sit. And I done already mentally prepared my mind to go back to jail. You feel me?
That fast?
Yeah, it's serious. Yeah. So, because that's what come with being in the streets. Young niggas don't understand. You don't get the streets. Without being in the streets. You know, you can't expect to be in the streets and expect shit to go one way. I was taught when I got into the streets that if you do it, you sign up for it. Don't let no nigga sign you up for nothing. You sign yourself up for it. You feel me? Can't no nigga in the world, except for God, make me do anything, you know?
Or
put me in anything. You can't tell me you want to ride to the bank and then go rob it and not warn me and then come out and expect me not to snitch when the police come knocking at my door 3 days later because my license plate on camera that you just robbed the bank and not expect for me to be like, he did it. That's not snitching. And bitch ass nigga, we can get some work and do all that. We can get there because you just threw me in the loop. Now, if you say I'm going to rob this bank and I say go in there and hit the lick,
or vice versa, we hustling.
And I put my consent. I signed that dotted line with the contract say you can't go to prison. You can't get killed.
Mm-hmm. About this shit.
Then don't expect me to take out for shit. You know? Mm-hmm. But a lot of these young boys don't understand that shit.
So when you got to prison, that wasn't your first time doing a number.
Which one?
Just this one, the one we're talking about. What you did it?
That was the first time getting a number. Doing time like 6 months.
Yeah, I had like 15 months of county time and other like halfway house time, you know, all together.
So you was already like
into in and out of the system.
In there, you knew what it was.
Oh
like,
yeah, we
like
can speak.
Say, give me my commissary. Give me my.
Oh yeah, we can talk about the joint.
So let's
you know.
Be clear, right? Let me talk real quick. A lot of us go to jail and don't get numbers. A lot. And that's happening to black people. And that institutionalized a lot of black men.
Yeah.
Because we all go to jail a lot, fucking with this crooked system. Mm-hmm. And it's not accounted for.
But time out though. Because no, I'm cutting you off because I just got out of prison. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
gonna cut you off on this note. We put ourselves in prison, okay? We weren't born in jail, nigga. So we don't have to keep going to jail. That ain't your fucking home. I had to realize that this last 6 months since my mama died and I went to prison. This 6 months, I got myself together, man. You know what I'm saying?
That's all part of the
system. But it is. But it's a bigger picture. Because it's some people that come out of prison and become million-dollar people. I know a couple. You feel me? You go one time and never look back.
We need to figure out how not to play the game then. Because we all play the game. We all institutionalized.
Who cup is this?
We all got that shit in us, man.
Oh, my bad.
A lot of us from the neighborhood got that shit in us, man. You get what I'm saying?
Where the Patron, man?
Here.
Just here. Hold on. $500 shots, baby.
You know, but you know, it's just I feel like this, man. No, I feel like this. Shit, I feel like this, man, because
you don't
I've been.
Have to be. You don't
I've
have
been,
to. Go
you don't have to. I've been to prison twice, man.
You're right.
And you know, both experiences was the worst shit I ever experienced in my life. Some shit I can talk about that'll twist y'all head. Some shit that y'all. I don't know. Have you ever been incarcerated?
Yeah.
So you know what I'm talking about. You know, we ain't...
We was just talking about my shit.
Yeah,
before
I mean...
he walked up, actually.
He was saying he did 15,
dude. Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah.
Straight, yeah.
Where at? Where was that?
I was in Trumbull.
Oh, yeah, he was down there with my nigga... he was down there with C-Town, Corey.
Which Corey? Because I came home in 15.
He,
I came home in 2000.
Corey.
2015.
His last name. His last name, Locke.
Oh, no.
And he was probably down there with my nigga Chop.
Chop, I know that name. But see, I got out in 2015. I did from 2000 to 2015.
Yeah, a lot of these men I'm talking about did some time, you know.
Yeah, you know the crazy thing, what I seen though, the illest thing I seen when I was in prison, I watched the Heartless Felons. I watched them grow. I watched them. I'm talking about Come From Juvenile. I watched them Come From Juvenile.
Started
juvenile, and then they start trickling down to the adult system.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They was in there with me. Then they started getting bigger, bigger. Yeah. In the fam, I watched them clap each other out.
Yeah.
I watched them all that. You know
they
what
in
what
all that, man.
Yeah.
And it's really real in the prison system. I mean, you got to respect one another, man. That's what it all boils down to, being a man of your word and respecting shit. That's why since I've been home in the last week, I've accomplished a lot of shit. That a lot of other people
so
have not accomplished.
So being in prison do teach you things, though, right?
Me at least. I started a business and everything, you know. And within
that's
a week, you know.
You started a business.
You know, I'm trying to get, you know, it's time to, you know, from the day that before I went to prison, you know, this time after my mama died, from the day my mama died, I told myself it's time to work on exit plan. Everything is plan exit, you know. So we can exit this bullshit.
So let's be clear. I own two houses, party bus. Working on opening the phone store.
Yeah.
Buying this dump truck. And box truck so we can do this Amazon shit.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I just bought a pick.
You know what I'm saying? So what you want to do, man, y'all get y'all money off the streets, however y'all get it, save y'all money, and do something legit with it.
Do something legit, man.
Because
and
we can't do this shit forever.
And
they
the
want
streets.
Us to lose.
This from the streets. This ain't just anybody talking. People know me, you know. I'm not ashamed to get on here and talk. Because people know me. I'm not bragging. I'm not conceited because I respect people to give respect, you know. But in my city, on my side of town, up the way, Harvard area, they know me, you know. And it's for good, more good than bad.
Yes,
you feel me?
Yes, sir.
You know, that's what it's about out here, man, you know.
So let me ask you this.
Matter of fact, he just J-paid me. Dude just J-paid me just now. Look, here, right here.
She got a question for you, baby.
Oh, what's that, man? What's that, baby?
For a guy
nice little timepiece on your wrist, man. Nice to hear from you.
Oh, he in the gym.
I laid back, man, making my little meal for the day.
That's cool.
Right, let's watch a little bit of the games.
Okay.
We got that King of Thrones down here right now. Game of Thrones, whatever.
Yeah.
Hey, bud.
That's wrong. We needed that.
Yeah, you know,
that was a
reporting
call.
Live.
That's
a
real
call
talk,
from
though.
The inside.
And that was from the inside. And I'm about to JP him back, you know. Because, I mean, it's real. What's up, my nigga C-Town, man? You know, I'm doing this podcast right now, man. What's up with everybody, man? You see everybody, man, in this bitch, man. Come home, man. There go your boy Gooch right there. Gooch, tell my nigga what's up, boy. There go my nigga Wop, man.
We in this bitch. You know what the fuck going on.
You know what's up. But yeah, man. Come on home, boy. I'm waiting on you, my nigga. Everything looking good. Everything going according to plan. Everything I said I was going to do, I'm doing it. Love you, boy. Hold your head in a minute, man.
Okay. What's JPEG?
That's a prison where you can send videos and stuff. People, I advise people that have loved ones locked up to do that. You know, keep in touch. Let them know you love them. Let them know somebody care about them because that in that place, that's a place where you forget it's a society out here. And he know what I'm talking about. That's a place where you forget that this really exists. Sitting in this house right now, a couch, we take for granted. That shit really exists. Opening your refrigerator exists. You know, when you got to make a refrigerator out of a trash can and ice.
Real talk.
You know, and hope you sanitized it well enough with some chemicals that ain't got alcohol in them.
Wow.
You hear what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Then you don't understand that struggle. And I advise people from going to prison and being locked up a long time, all the time, that go to school, man. Do something.
That was going
to
be
get your
question.
Money.
What would you
stay
tell?
Out the way.
What would
they want
tell?
Us to lose.
Oh. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
What'd you say?
But you got to win anyway.
So you first started getting in trouble, you said, when you was 15?
No, 13.
Yeah, 13. Okay, 13. What would you tell a 13-year-old kid right now that's out here running in the streets who may be headed in a similar direction?
I tell them every day. I tell them, young, this ain't what you want. And they look up to me when I say that. Yeah. I'm really, you know, people say they mean something to people. I really take on the role of I mean something to my community. I'm an asset to my community.
But I tell a nigga.
In real talk, like, you know, a lot of the young boys, that the new millennium babies call me OG. You know what I'm saying? And I try to guide them in the right direction. When I catch young boys at 12 years old, 11 years old, selling waters on the street, candy, I don't take the candy or the waters. I just give them $10, $20. Here, young nigga, I'm proud of you, because when I was your age, when we was their age, when we was 12, I was kicking it with niggas 18, 19, 30 years old. You know, my mama used to ask, rest in peace her soul, she used to ask, how old are you? Niggas say 30. How old are you? 40. How old are you? 30. How old are you? 29. How old are you? 15. How old are you? 18. What are y'all doing? What are y'all doing kicking it with my 13-year-old son?
Yeah.
I'm not even going to ask. They say, that's the little homie. That's a little psycho. That's the little homie.
Facts.
You know, that's he going to be great. And I didn't take it to my head, but a lot of shit that I learned then plays in my head now. And I just suggest to the younger crowd to keep doing the right thing. Make good grades. I dropped out of school. The last grade I completed was 8th grade. I went back and got my GED. If I never went to the penitentiary for 21 months, I never would have got it.
Congratulations.
You know what I'm saying? Thank you.
Shout out to that, man.
You know, I wrote 2 books also, you know.
For sure.
So, you know, I got to change the title to it. Mm-hmm. And I ain't going to speak too much on it because, you know, it ain't copyrighted yet.
Okay.
But, yeah, it's coming soon, you know.
But that's shout out to you taking advantage of your time doing something positive, man.
So. Amen. That's because in the penitentiary, this is what it's about. It's a mind game. It's a mind game, man. Life on the streets is chess, not checkers.
Facts.
You feel me? As long as you know how to play chess in real life, not on the board, and you can strategically plan your next move, prison the hardest thing you ever had to do, man.
Facts.
You can do anything in the world. You feel me? If you play chess, not checkers.
Okay.
For sure.
All
right,
so let me type in. So what I tell the young niggas, you know what I'm saying, is get your money, man. Find your purpose. And then live for your purpose, because
ain't nothing out here.
If it, even if it's just getting you a house and a car and living for that, find you something to live for, man. Mm-hmm. And do that. I ain't gonna tell you stop doing what you're doing, because you're trying to figure it out. I'm gonna show you how to get some money, and I'm gonna give you the help.
Right.
If you give a nigga advice, don't give him the help, then you just criticize him, you just talking. But if you give him the help and the advice, you know what I'm saying? Then you was teaching them how to create generational wealth. You feel what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And what it boiled down to is everybody trying to find their purpose and find a reason and get their money and live their life. That's all they want. The pursuit of happiness. That's the biggest dream.
No, that's all you need.
That's the biggest dream sold that
but
I feel
need
like.
You need God, though.
Hold on. That's the biggest dream I feel like they sold that it's not a real thing. The pursuit of happiness is not real.
Hello.
And I feel like that's the American dream. That's what they tell you that you can have. But as a black person, you feel me? And me, I just did 60 days. I feel like that was the hardest thing I do, leaving my family and all that shit. That shit weird. Mm-hmm. Being in there with them niggas making breaks and shit. Being on the bus.
I was in the joint eating spaghetti and all type of shit.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Niggas be praying to go down the road. When you in the counties, it's worse.
I was eating
ain't
great.
No microwaves in the county and shit like that. That shit.
But that shit ain't cool.
That shit weak.
Ain't nothing cool about that.
That shit
cool
weak,
about
man.
That shit.
We gotta change the culture, man. So how y'all feel about right now, you know, how we becoming as a society numbness to all the death that's going on around us. You know, they'll put you on a t-shirt and mourn you.
Oh, man, I was
hours. Like, ooh. I mean, as a culture, man, I think we gotta change the culture, because it's like we get numb to it, because every time
if you want to get serious,
day,
we as black about, people from America, we don't have a culture. We from a slave culture.
No, I'm talking about the inner city.
What is your culture?
I'm talking about the inner city culture.
Our inner
I'm
city
talking
culture?
About the inner city. Say
okay.
If you
you're
said
talking about
Harvard,
what's going on.
What was
you
going
know
on? Yeah, I know. I ain't gonna go too deep, but
yeah.
I'm talking about as a culture, what we wake up to, where we see
well, this
our
shit is going on.
What's going on? You know, it's like the Wild Wild West around us. You know,
you gotta pray that you don't get that call that make your heart drop.
Yeah,
and
but
other
what
than
about,
that, you try to stay prepared and try to do the most you can to stay out of the way, but that don't work. You know what I'm saying? You can move.
It's so that's why.
You know what I'm saying? You can move. Moving is cool. You know what I'm saying? Staying out the way is cool. But everybody want to live. So I just choose that. If everybody chose to live a quality of life, but you got niggas who understand shit.
That's what I'm saying.
And that comes with, just like my dad, when the niggas ain't there to teach them shit, and the niggas who there to teach them shit, they more or less trying to capitalize on the young homies.
So where are they learning from? Is this from entertainment, you think?
No, this is from the niggas trying to figure it out day in and day out. They seeing shit, bad shit, wrong shit, niggas helping them, bitches doing this shit. At the end of the day, they just trying to figure it out. A lot of niggas get stuck with going on.
Are they glorifying rappers who say like they
look up the rappers. Nigga, why wouldn't they look up the rappers? They getting money. They live in cars. They live in a good life. They out of their neighborhood.
But the thing about it is, I'm gonna bring this back to this: the fact that they killing each other easily. They getting money. Like you supposed to when we made money, we had guns to protect our empire. These dudes using these guns for meaningless killings. Like you know what I'm saying? Like if they beefing, we fought. How do you change that? Why go spend the rest of your life in penitentiary for killing somebody?
I mean, some things ain't forgivable.
Well, do you understand what I'm saying?
And then other things, people, listen, a nigga kill you about a bitch before they kill you about robbing them or doing something to them. I feel like, you know, people quick to kill these days mainly mm-hmm. because the value of black life went down.
Is that you think?
Do you know why the value of black life went down? Yeah. Because nobody was there to pass our value down. Mm-hmm. Nobody taught you your value. You don't know who you are.
The value
you don't know
of
where
black
you're
life
from.
Never went down.
So all we got is what's in the hood and what they're teaching us, and that's oppression and to come up off self-worth. Niggas is hustling. Niggas ain't out here working. And if they is working, they put it at a pedestal. It's more about having a title than actually making money and providing for your family and changing lives around you. So, like, my whole life purpose, I feel like, is to die, leave my kids something, and change people's lives around me. If I never helped nobody while I was here, my whole life wasn't about nothing.
So, you don't think...
But listen.
You got a message, but you don't think your message could be to try to change that culture?
Let me explain it. That's pushing the culture as far as I can do as a human being with two hands and two feet that I was given by God. You know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, you can only do so much. We can do more, but I can only do so much. So I just try to directly affect the people who lives are around me. I can't help the world.
No, that's what I said.
Because like,
but you said
if all of us help the people around us, it'd be
that
different.
Was the major word. You said we.
Yeah. So I just try and help the people directly around me.
All right.
Change their lives, make sure they can feed their kids, make sure I can feed my kids, and make sure that when I die, I leave my kids something. So they don't have to start at the bottom again. Like everybody else do, and then they trying to figure it out, and then you wonder why they with the niggas down the street. Cause they gonna have somebody. I'm gonna teach them how to drive the boat. I'm gonna teach them niggas how to drive.
I'm looking at you.
I'm gonna teach them niggas how to get the money.
I'm looking at you.
Why I'm gonna teach you how to. You wanna hustle?
You look like Gucci.
I'm gonna tell you. You can't stop hustling.
They call you that.
If you wanna hustle, you have to hustle the rest of your life.
They call you that because you look like Gucci Man?
No, they just call me a Gooch.
You look like Gooch.
I'm trying to think what happened. We was at Tico's though.
I played my part. They just, you know, my name Casino, but everybody call me Gooch. The other way, trap guy.
Okay.
The niggas who know me.
Right.
And I earned that name like in the last 10 years, 6 years.
How?
Getting money. Okay. People ain't start calling me until I started getting money. Okay. Before that, I was GD named Slick. I was Lil T to y'all, the family, up the way. But once I started getting money, everybody started calling me Gooch. And I don't like that name. And it just stuck.
All right, so I see you got the rings on. Then you said back in 07 or... Whenever y'all got pinched for the prostitution, you was wearing rings.
I was wearing the rings.
You bent, so that's your...
It was level. You know, when I started getting money, I used to lose a lot of jewelry, grills, and shit. So, the only thing I never lost was rings.
For sure.
And then, so it'd be like, I make $10,000.
Niggas be losing jewelry for sure.
You make $100,000, you buy a ring.
Niggas be losing jewelry for sure.
You know what I'm saying? I got 20... I got a lot of rings.
Yeah.
I don't even wear all my rings.
Okay.
I done gave my mama rings, brother rings, brothers rollies. I gave away $150,000.
Real talk. And that's fact.
I don't know no nigga.
That's fact. Hey, he gave away $150,000.
On Thanksgiving.
On Thanksgiving.
Who?
That's a fact.
To the family.
That's a fact.
To the gang, the hustlers. I never had that type of money.
Right.
So what did it matter to me? Except to help the people around me.
No doubt.
But, you know.
So have you seen any, as far as helping the people around you, have you seen any seeds that you plant within anybody?
Well, that's when I learned that as black people, we need to empower black people. Because a lot of black people not empowered. It's not structured. People don't know. You can give anybody money. But black people don't know what to do with not, I'm saying not black people, I'm saying with the niggas that we trying to figure it out. And I think that's a lot of the problem is we're all trying to figure it out. Nobody got, nobody passing down the answers, bro.
Real talk.
If you had the answer and with a blueprint, why would you go outside of that? Do what works. And that's why I like the shit I do, because it's all about doing what works and listening to the, you like one button away from fucking up everything.
Exactly, but you say what works for you. You have to do everybody, like, everybody choose their path, like bro was saying.
Hell in here.
Like, everybody choose their path, you know what I'm saying? Like,
ain't nobody, is,
that's what I'm saying. Well, just 1 second. Yeah. What works for you might not work for the another person, so you can't pass them down. Like, you can't say go be a carpenter if that ain't
but
what
see,
he's into.
I don't want
to
do that.
That's what I'm saying.
I can only,
it's
I,
an
listen,
analogy,
listen,
though.
Listen,
you know
so,
what I'm saying?
So, basically, it's like this. It's like, you just try to help as many people as you can who can get it.
Okay.
What you can offer. And if everybody did that and paid it forward, then it'd be different. Because I really was with the idea of having our own communities and shit. But they killed that idea fast.
Having ideas of what?
Of having our own community. On yeah. policing, on education system, on teachers, on doctors, on everything. Mm-hmm. I'm with that. Okay. Let's get to that. Let's get our own lawyers and shit. I'm with that. But that's I don't think that's, that ain't ever gonna happen. So right now, I just try and affect the people around me. Brothers giving you the help, giving you the money, trying to help you figure this shit out. And at the end of the day, you can give people money, but like I said, we need to know what to do with the money.
Okay. So what I was saying before was, you've helped a lot of people, I'm sure, throughout your life. Have you ever seen any of the young guys, like a success story based on
yeah,
the
people
help
do
that you provide?
Few, and then you'd be surprised, the numbers of people who actually succeed and do good than the ones overall that you've helped. So it might be 70% of them don't do good, 10% of them do okay, and the other 20% get to where you at and able to pay it forward. You get what I'm saying? So what I learned is, you feel me, either way it go, I feel like it brings everybody to another level.
Yeah.
So we can work with right now we've been a foundation because I don't have generational wealth.
What kind of foundation?
Man, listen, all my niggas is buying shit. The niggas that I directly care about are doing shit.
Okay.
Or beginning to do shit, or talking about doing some shit, or doing some shit. Either way, go, you in the club. We ain't got shit. We ain't come from shit. So to be aware of legally doing things, because you can make $10,000 illegal, but a nigga told me, if I make $1,000 legal, that's better.
Yeah.
And you gotta get your credit together. People don't know about credit.
That's a good thing.
I ain't saying go finance. No. Credit leverage with money. It's different.
No doubt. My man, Deuce.
Yeah.
My man, Dave. It was nice having y'all
on
my
first
case.
We all too, man.
Great
stay corona
good
free.
Weed.
Stay corona free. Keep
stay
your mask.
Stay corona free.
Keep your sanitizer. Social distance. Black lives matter, man.
Flat out, man.
We
it was,
tapped
it was
in,
definitely
man.
A pleasure, man. Y'all
casino
go check
life.
Us out. Go check us out. We on all major platforms. Where we at, Keisha?
Anywhere where you get your podcast.
All social media platforms, tap in.
Yes, more to come.
Anchor
check for us.
As well. My thank first case.
My
thanks
first
so
case.
Much, guys. I appreciate
one.
What's up?
Yep. Right. Toast.
Yes.
Thank you. Perfect.